how did you get into being an advocate for you know, people who have experienced bullying?
Well, to be honest, it was through radio, because I was explaining, we were talking about, it was coming up to World Mental Health Day in 2019, and we were doing this special for mental health, and at the time, Niall McElwee and Susan McKenna from Book Club Publishing, they had sent me the previous books on mental health for millennials, because it was in its third volume at this point, and I had always brought them in as guests talking about the book for the show. And we said we'd do a proper hour special that was dedicated around mental health, and we were talking about everything and anything, and it just came out about we were talking about support systems and how people kind of reach out, and we were talking about people that would kind of wouldn't have siblings, kind of neglect and stuff. And I was telling them the story about that I was actually involved with Galway City Partnership, because I had this guy called John. He would come out to me on a regular basis, and this would have been when I turned 16. So he was acting like a big brother, little brother kind of service.
Yeah.
And he had the power to kind of bring me to places and either put me into education, whether it be courses or whether it be stuff, anything that I could possibly have interest in, he would try and get me in. And if it required a fee, their company would overlook the fee because of the background I had suffered, and with my scenario, basically. And we were talking about all these kind of stuff, but then I said, I talked about that because I got this, it was due to being bullied at school. And I just brought it up to Niall and told him a little bit, you know, kind of, we were talking about anxiety and depression, and we were talking about, like, with anxiety and of course with the PTSD, I was kind of reliving the trauma, but then I was talking about being fearful of others. So he found my story intriguing, even though I didn't actually say much. It was just a bit that I understood what the person meant. So it was literally all in the space of a 2 or 3 minute chat, where we were talking about this, and Niall had come back to me. We had done the show, we were talking about other aspects of mental health and so on. That show finished, and he rang me up the following week, and he says, I'd like to meet you for a coffee and talk more about doing interviews going further. So it was kind of no more than usual. So when he sat down with me, he asked me, do you mind me asking, will you tell me your story about bullying, and, you know, tell me more what you experienced with your depression? Because he says, I know you have to be neutral as a presenter, so you can't really talk about yourself. You can bring up a little bit, but you have to be that way. So I thought, okay, grand. So I told him the story as much as I could from off the cuff, off my head. Like, and he was kind of one of the first people I had mentioned it to in a long, long time. And he says, how would you feel about putting it to paper? He says, because I'm asking you here and now, I'd like you to be a part of Volume 4 and express your story and express the aftermath and your story from start to kind of where you are now. He said, it's not necessarily a finish for you, but he says, it's a great learning curve, and it's a great climb up the ladder for someone that's been through so much trauma and suffers with mental health as well as the bullying experiences. So at first I was reluctant to say yes, because I thought I'd have to go back and relive all these moments and try and find, you know, what had happened, because some of it was blanked out and it still is blanked out. So I kind of just made it my point that if I do this, I need to just say a couple of scenarios and say, look, I'll give you this scenario and this scenario, and we'll just talk about that. Because I had to kind of ring up John, and I had to ring up my doctor and try and retrace my steps, because I had that much in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So eventually I learned a little bit, and I was kind of remembering some things. And my mom is no longer around. She passed away in 2015.
Sorry.
I was trying to get my dad to remember, but sure, you know, he has a memory like a sieve. So I was tuning and fro, and I said, you know what? I said, no, I won't bother. But in the end, he left me a few weeks. And as you may tell now, he came back to me. And he says, will you do it? She said, there's no pressure. He says, we'll work with you. Mm. And I said, look, Niall, I said, I have no experience with writing.
Mm.
And I said, I'm not able. I don't think I'd be able to even, I can just about write out a fucking letter, never mind write a book, you know? And he just started laughing. He said, don't worry about that at all. He says, between me and the rest of the contributors that are in the book, he says, because there's medical professionals, there's authors in there already. And there's loads of professions that are willing to get behind and kind of help you. So I thought, great, okay. So I said yes then. And then the pandemic hit where there was delays. And then all of a sudden, as of October last year, the book was released and the story was out there for all to hear. And we were doing a PR tour for the whole thing. And still am doing the PR tour.
Yeah.
Volume 5 is out now this October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in this one, but there's some contributors that are in there again. And in the series, I'm always promoting it on the radio. So we're doing this and that. And one story led to another. And the press release was done then when we got the physical copies, which was back in early February.
Mm.
And I've been doing press again since. So we were doing, say, Anti-Bullying Week last year to kind of kick it all off. And then we were doing Mental Health Awareness Week. I think we just missed that last year because of everything was kind of backed up and the book wasn't actually out yet for people to read. So this year now, Mental Health Week and all this coming up, they're going to do a double launch for Volume 4 and 5 now that things are that bit better.